Log Talk Radio. Look,
I'm sorry. Hi, welcome to Charms, Messages from Heaven. My name is Sean.
And this is Lori.
And we're happy back. We're taking free readings, about 7 minutes or so each reading, and we're happy to help. Sorry we're a little late, so we'll take the first caller right away. I did keep who didn't get called last time. And
the 914.
Yeah. And so I am going to take the first caller who called in last time but didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
And this
There's actually two.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for remembering me. Yes, thank you. I appreciate you both. Thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine and I'm from New York.
Hi, Catherine. Do you have a specific question you want to ask or would you like us to just give you a general reading?
I do have a question, please. I'm thinking of going to California in November to look for work prospects. Do you think I'll be successful if I do that? There's like a conference happening that I could maybe find some work collaborators interest in my projects. Yes.
Do you do a lot of like graphic stuff or visual art?
Yes.
Yes, okay. In that sense, I'm going to say I think it's good. I don't think you're going to get a job there, but I think you're going to do really good networking.
I was going to say make connections.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see her working there, though, right? I see her going there, meeting people, but maybe working back here.
I was just going to say you're going to work from here for a little bit and then go there.
Yeah.
Ah, like eventually I'll move out there, but right if I go in November, it's just like I'll find the connections that I'm looking for type thing and then but work from New York.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like a working from home kind of thing, not actual home, but.
Yeah, but it looks like there's going to – I keep on hearing the name Michael. I don't know if you're going to work with a Michael. Could be Archangel Michael. But I feel
I love Archangel Michael.
Oh, I love that. So ask him for guidance. See what kind of signs you get. But I definitely feel like there's a male that you're going to meet there who seems to not do what you do, but need what you do to add to his team.
Oh, wow. Oh, fabulous.
Did you have a tarot card done recently?
Recently, I don't think so. When I went there a while ago, I did. There was, it's an interesting story. No, it's an interesting story. So I went to California about 10 years ago, and there was a lady there who was doing like tea readings. And she told me I was going to meet someone and like right around the time period. And I did, but I was so nervous that I don't know, maybe I blocked it from happening, but like, she was so accurate. I was impressed. Like she described him. And like I said, like the time frame, like within days. So I don't know if that's what you're picking up on. 'Cause that was the last time I was in California.
Okay, you definitely.
And not connecting with it or blocking it. Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's where I was getting it. It's just something wasn't fitting with it.
But it wasn't like me, or it just wasn't like meant to be, or maybe she
I don't
saw
think
it, but that's one.
Well, I don't think she was wrong. Everyone misreads a little bit. It's all in our own intuition.
Yeah, and she was accurate to the point just not being that it was going to be forever. I mean, you did meet them, and I think you had to exchange energies and experience part of each other, but I don't think they were meant to be in your life forever.
Interesting.
But they actually did something for your career, so I don't know if they turned you on to this career or away from a different career, but I think that's why you had to meet them.
I get it. Yes, yes, that makes sense. Because I also had a dream of the same person, and it was around career. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you both are amazing.
Do you do advertising?
I'm looking to get into that, too. I do.
That's where I see you going.
Oh, that's where I'm going. Ah. Like, I do a bit of everything,
funny,
like graphic.
Oh, yeah. Calculation.
Ah. I also write film scripts. Do you see that?
Nice.
Might be picking. Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of see you sticking with the graphic arts and that kind of stuff for now.
Same.
But
yes, I'm doing.
I think this is grandma I have with me. Really cute petite lady.
Grandma or great aunt, maybe.
That could be great aunt. But she's telling me you have to focus on one thing at a time.
I know. Yeah.
Yes, patient.
And are you looking to live by a beach?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. Either here or in Italy, yeah.
Italy, wow. That was... Because I see it in California eventually.
Yeah, I'd love... I actually seen, like, Lake Tahoe. I don't know if that's...
Oh.
And then California. Might be a trip. I heard Tahoe. So I'm thinking Lake Tahoe.
Oh,
of course,
wow.
The car. No.
But wow.
Grandma's too young. She is. She's like, keep focused, keep going. And
keep on designing.
Could this be a grandmother? Like I said, short figured, very petite.
Yes, could be my grandmother or my grandmother's sister.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they're both here.
That makes sense.
Well,
just keep going, sweetheart.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Aww.
Yeah, and don't stop writing. I think you're going to do, I keep on seeing all these layouts and the graphics. Like, you're going to continue to do that and be successful. But keep on writing. Like, you know, every time you get that urge to write, write it down. Because I think eventually in the future you'll be able to get back to that.
I absolutely agree.
Wow. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
But we hope
that's exciting.
We hope it helped you, Catherine. We hope you enjoyed reading.
Oh,
we hope you enjoyed your
thank
reading.
You both are wonderful. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. It was such a joy.
Thank
yes,
you.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Day, hon.
You too. Much love and many blessings. Thank you.
Thank
Same
you.
To you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This one
was
on there, too.
845, right?
Yeah,
9097. Yeah. Okay. Hi, good evening. How are you? We saw you called in last time, too.
No?
Yeah, 845-650.
Hi, my name is Emilia. We are calling from New York.
What's your first name, Amelia?
Your phone is breaking up a little bit.
We heard you're calling from New York, but we couldn't hear the first part.
I say my name is Maria. You're calling from
Maria.
Maria, are you on speaker?
No. Just a minute.
It's just breaking up. Well, how can we help you tonight?
Okay. Yeah, all right. Excuse me?
How can we help you? Have any questions?
Yes, please. I got a little question if you don't mind. Okay, give it to me, please.
Sure, what's your question?
Okay, first of all. The first one, I'm going to go in Italy with my daughter. You think my daughter going to find the fiancé over there?
You said in
nice
Italy?
Italian boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she already live there?
No, we live over here. I want to go there on vacation. See, my daughter going to be able to find.
I Gotcha.
I actually was here. I mean, I hear two things. First, I heard no, maybe not somebody for long term, but I heard she was going to meet somebody. I was here in Guillermo. Guillermo?
Guillermo. That's good. It's in my town.
Yes,
I don't mind.
Yeah.
That's good. The other side, the other one is I got to receive money, a lot of money. It's still from Malaysia, I don't get it. You think I'm going to get it this year? Because I want to buy a house over there. Yeah, I can buy no houses and I got it to somebody.
How long have you been waiting for it?
I stay there. I mean, 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Oh, for receiving the money, got it from Malaysia. They're supposed to give it to me.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to receive it this year. I don't know.
Okay.
I want to buy a house over there.
How big is your family? Because I'm getting, alive, people that are alive. You have a big family?
Yeah, I got a family over there, but they're not giving the money to me. This money I got to receive it by my husband, and it's sick.
Yeah.
It's a settlement for my work.
Her family's so big, it makes up the whole town, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Exactly, because I'm like, how big? Wow.
I got another family over there.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I see a lot of family.
Yeah, I want to know if they receive this money soon. I want to buy a house over there.
I'll tell you what I'm getting. Lori's better with the time specifics, but I'm getting towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I heard at least 3 more months.
Okay.
Maybe more to November.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're seeing November.
That's good.
And you're going to get it. I also feel for some reason, don't buy right away because they're telling you to just wait, go and visit, maybe shop around. But don't buy right. Don't get it as soon as she gets your money. Just wait a little bit.
Of course. First, I got to get the money. Then I buy. I don't buy enough. You're kidding me? No.
Right.
I don't do that. Yeah. You see me as I get a message from my husband today is my birthday?
I'm sorry, what did you say? What did you say? I'm sorry, say that again.
Today is my birthday. I got any message from my husband? My husband.
Oh, happy birthday, dear.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I did get a couple of messages. I wasn't sure it was coming from a male. I'm assuming your husband. But he wants you to take better care of yourself. He wanted you to do something for yourself. Go to the spa, go to get a massage. He says you don't take care of yourself enough. You're taking care of other people, worried about other people, and you're not taking care of yourself enough.
Yeah. Okay.
He's definitely with you. I see a lot of birds that he sends as a sign. So I don't know if you've seen them today or you were talking to them today, but he says they're always hanging out by you, the birds.
Yes, I get it. I went to the store. Somebody told it was my birthday. I never do the store. I was the first time in the store. Somebody bringing me a balloon for nothing.
Oh, wow.
To say happy birthday. I never expected.
Wow,
I never saw this people in the store before. Person out there for hours. They come in and somebody with a little cake. They make me somebody so cake.
Aww.
For nothing. I get it. Then my daughter was talking about it. They sing me happy birthday. So I figured that's nice, you know. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah, maybe it's a message of my mother, my husband, and my father. You know.
Wow. Very nice.
I want to go in Italy.
Your grandchildren need you.
I don't got any children.
Then who is the young kid?
My daughter, just one daughter.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You show me the child needs you. And do you have a lot of books in your house?
Excuse me? Yes.
Do you have a lot of books? Your husband's telling you when you move, you do not dare take all of them. He says you don't need to travel with that many books.
I know I'm going to go to the neighborhood, I'm sure. I'm afraid, but
no, that's funny.
You think I'm going to move there for good, me and my daughter?
I think you might.
I see it, yeah. I see you there next summer, but I don't know if it's going to be for good or...
Yeah, exactly. I see you there for a long stay. I don't know if it's definitely forever, to live there forever, but I see you there for a long time. You have more fun there, they're saying. You're happier there. You're in better spirits there.
Yes. That's it.
And how old is your daughter?
30.
How old is your daughter?
30.
Oh, 30. Okay. So I see by 36 her being married with children.
Yes. A boy.
Yep, exactly. You're definitely getting a grandson. We both see him.
Yeah, no. I love him.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with everything. Really happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. God bless you. We love you. Thank you very, very
awesome.
Much.
Have a happy
God
birthday, Maria.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Do that more.
There we go.
I don't see any others from last week, so we will begin taking new callers.
All right.
Let's see. Make sure I don't pick the same people. 775. Hi, good evening. How are you?
Oh, it's such an honor to meet both of you. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California. Hi.
From California. Nice. So how can we help you today? Do you have a specific question or do you want a general reading?
Well, whatever you both want to let me know about, I would appreciate. But I will say part of my concern is my beloved sister, Leslie, and I just moved into a beautiful apartment. And there's been a few things that have occurred that have caused concern.
Yeah. I know. They're telling me that you're sensing things around.
Yeah, I heard the guy in the lower left side or the...
Do you do this kind of stuff? Because you're very open.
I believe I am psychic to an extent, but I choose not to develop it.
That's absolutely your choice.
Kind. What?
I said that's absolutely your choice. Just be careful because you are, as an open person, you are empathetic, so you take on others' feelings. So that's just be mindful it might not be yours.
Oh, thank you for that reminder. I needed that. And one concern is around April 28th or so, I was in the old apartment and I discovered a keepsake box for my beloved mother. It had a lock of her hair and a card that said love mom, I felt intense spiritual joy, and I thought, oh, thank you, God. I'm going to keep this precious box forever. Anyway, on moving day, April 30th, I put it in a pink bag, and I carried it around. We did the walkthrough, and then I placed that box on the top shelf in my new bedroom in the walk-in closet. My sister and I left to do the walk, to return to the old apartment to move, and then when returning, oh my God, the maintenance man had thrown it away, and I've been devastated, just devastated ever since. And
wait, does the maintenance man live there?
What was that?
Does the maintenance man have an apartment there?
I really honestly don't know why.
No, I keep it. This is crazy, and I feel like I'm watching like a horror movie almost. But I see, I was hearing, be aware of the man in the lower left corner, the lower left. It must be where his apartment is or where he is. But I have like this creepy, creepy vibe, like almost as if he's watching or like spying.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. His name is Robert, I believe. And so I did what I could do. I'm disabled in a wheelchair. Sometimes I use a walker. So when I discovered that, I got after-hours emergency maintenance on the phone, and I begged them, please send somebody out, because if you leave it here overnight, the garbage truck is going to take it away. And they said, well, we'll send an email. And I said, well, wait a minute, what does that mean? When they open the office, it could be too late. I called three times. And anyway, the next morning, Jonathan, the assistant manager, called me, and he sounded profoundly sorry and sympathetic, and he said that after hours emergency let me down because they should have sent somebody out. And he said that the maintenance man is deeply sorry. I don't know. I'm kind of wondering about that, but because the apartment wasn't that clean, and I let him know, you know, in a polite way. So I don't know if he really is, but they say a good Christian will forgive, but I think that my mother in heaven needs to guide me on that. So I've been very upset about that, and Jonathan said if we wanted to move, we could, because of the emotional impact of this. And that, and I mentioned to him that I just paid almost $1,200 in moving costs, and it sounded like he might even consider helping with that. So I've been through that. I'm still trying to recover from that emotional issue, and I pray that my mother in heaven knows that in Christ's name, I would never, ever, ever risk something like that being thrown away. Never, ever. And the other issue is my beloved sister, Leslie. She is the organizer. She's talented, and she's been very fair. And but 2 days ago, I had some soda delivered to me, so I thought, well, I'm going to put it in the bottom shelf of this other closet that was not in the kitchen. And she came out right away, and she said, no, no, that's my closet. And I thought, well, anyway, so I just politely said, well, can we talk about it? And then she got really mad. And she said, okay, I'm done. I'm going to take everything out. And I think she might have even said that she might even try to find a new place. Well, that was very rash of her. I was being kind and wanting to work with her. But, thank you. Maybe now she's thought it over. So are we going to both continue to live in this place for a long time? I would like to feel love from my sister, and I stay out
have
of
you,
her
have
road
you ladies
much.
Ever lived together before?
Oh yes, we've lived together for about 7 years at least now. Well, and this is a big deal to move.
I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff going on there, and I feel like first of all, I still see the pink bag. I don't think it was thrown out. I honestly think this guy might have it, or it might be somewhere. And the other thing is, I feel like this is your good or easy way out to move because I think it's so dark there. What are you picking up, Sean?
Well, I do see you getting out of there.
Yeah.
Just, they tell me as soon as the water pipes have problems, that's when you leave.
With the water pipes? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's...
The leak, yeah.
If that's going to happen, but they tell me the water pipes is going to be a symbol, the signal to leave. Now, if you're anything like your mother, you're full of love, full of happiness. Your mom is like an angel right now sitting next to me.
Yes, she is.
And she doesn't want you worrying about that box. Even though Lori feels it still be around, which it might be, do not worry about it. That,
yeah.
That's not her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have doves where you are?
What did you say?
Do you have doves, the birds?
Do I have dogs?
No, I'm saying in the way you, like the area we live, are doves there? D-O-V-E-S.
Oh, doves. I haven't seen any, no.
Okay. Because that's her signal to you. It's like a dove. It could be a picture or like there are different types of doves. Even pigeons are considered doves.
Is there a dove called a morning glory?
Morning dove.
Oh, a morning dove. That's what I think it's a morning dove, yeah. I do see it as a picture.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a picture of a dove, but that's what she's referencing.
Well, that's good to know. I am hopeful that my sister Leslie Joy and I live together for the rest of my life. I don't know how long that'll be.
Oh, you're going to. I think she was just honestly having a bad day the other day, and she had to just release whatever pent up, you know, anxieties and animosity she had. But she has nothing but love for you. I think you guys are supposed to be a support system for each other. And the other thing, like Sean said, I do see a problem with the water. So the pipes or a leak or something, and I feel like everything is going to happen, like synchronicity in the right timing. So then while maybe, you know, the next thing happens with the water, somebody else is going to be like, hey, this apartment is for rent, or hey, this is over here.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be scrambling for an apartment or feel like you don't have anywhere to live. And I think then once you see this new one and this other guy is going to let you out of the lease, it's just going to work out. I wouldn't worry about it too much.
And about your sister, your mom, I'm quoting your mom, she was out of her head for a moment. I don't know if that's how you say.
Yeah, I feel like she was in like a very depressed state for a minute.
But she wants you to know she'll come back. She's going to feel really bad about it. You guys are going to get together.
Well,
she wants you to know that you're safe.
I heard safe, yeah. That
you're safe?
Safe?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I will tell you, I've been in a very intense customer service environment on the phone for 25 years, and I'm a very good communicator. And I have been congratulated by CEOs regarding my choice of words. So I did send her an email, and I basically said, you and my nephew are tremendously important to me. I love you both so dearly forever. But I did say to her that I think it's mandatory that we always treat each other with empathy and kindness and communication. And then I said, it is highly possible that you told me that closet is yours, but as you know, I have a hearing disability, so I missed it. So then I basically said, communication is very important, and
yes.
I encourage communication, but don't flush me down the toilet. I am your sister. I love you, and let's communicate.
Well, we can't spend too much more time. I apologize, but your mom says you're safe. You're following the path that you were taught. I don't think your sister as much. She doesn't follow that path, but... She said everything will be okay. And does your sister still have her ring? Mom's ring?
With the red, the ruby?
I don't know what ring you're talking about. I have it. I hope to find the ring.
It has like a red stone. What? It's red or dark purple, like.
I'm not sure what that was. Want me to ask my sister if she has a dark purple ring?
Or red, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a reddish purple.
She said these physical things don't matter. You keep her in your heart, and that's what's important.
Yes, and let go of the small things.
So,
well, thank you so much for calling.
Is that? Thank you. Is Robert the maintenance man ever going to return that keepsake box to me?
No, I would
stay away from it.
And I just think then the energy there is very negative, and that's probably even why your sister lashed out. Like, there's just so much going on there. It could be where it was built. I don't know. But there's a lot of just negative energy around that apartment. So I would say just let everything fall into place. And when you hear the good one that's available, you'll know that it's time to move. But
well,
we got to go now, Wendy, to the next caller.
Okay. Well, all right. So is it an apartment here on the same building or elsewhere?
It's not the same building. I feel like it's close by, maybe within a five-mile radius.
All right. Okay, well, you both are lovely people, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to both of you. God bless you.
Thank you, Wendy. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We did that one already.
Yes, 205.
Nope, that one's good.
Hi, how are you tonight? That's
hi, I'm home.
What's your name?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Alabama.
Oh, nice. Alabama. I like it. Do you have a question for us? Do you want us to give you a general reading?
God, wow. I have so many questions, but I know I need to limit it to one. And so I'm gonna ask you about love. I have been out of a long-term relationship for about 5 years, but I have been dating a couple of gentlemen, and I just haven't seemed to have connected with one. So I would like to see what you see surrounding a lifetime partner for me. Please and thank you.
Do either of the current prospects have a W or a U for their first name?
Oh, my gosh.
Could be first or last.
That's the one that's the least likely, but, yes, he does have a W. What do you see around particularly?
I just feel such a love connection. Like, it just seems like one of the more genuine old souls, like you guys were best friends in a past life, and it's just easy to get along connection that I love. I just think that your soul, your energy this time around wants something a little more exciting, something a little more risky. And they're just not risky, but they are love.
Yeah, too much love.
Too much love.
He's like,
yeah,
he's
a
like needy.
That's
like
too much
love.
Yeah. They are so much
like
love.
Said,
and oh, my God.
He feels like he feels like he needs you to live, and sometimes that's not healthy either.
Right. It might be a little bit too much.
Yeah, and the only thing about that is that's the only time we connect, and it's so beautiful, it's so intoxicating, it's so pleasurable, that that's all I get from him. And I enjoy that, but I want more, and I think
right.
He has something else. I don't know about him. So what is his intentions? It doesn't seem like he could give me more than just that beautiful pleasure and then it's, you know, until the next time I see you.
Well, like I said, it's not deep. He's like a lost puppy. He just, that's all he's got.
Well, yeah, and I feel like the you're definitely keep on coming back together because your souls are tied from like a past life for sure. There's something about this time though in this life where I said like you want more excitement and like to go or move or travel, and he's not going anywhere. I keep on just getting like he's staying where he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something. I'm not great with names, but do you know a guy with a C in his name? Or C or K?
Does it end in
it? It could.
I think it might end in it. Like a buck or a... Like it ends in CK?
It could be his first name. Like I said, I'm not great with names.
Nick.
Lori's better at that.
Yeah, I was hearing it more as an ending. Yeah, same. A Nick or a buck.
Well, who's the guy that keeps taking you out, makes you feel... good.
Rick.
Is that the, well, I do have the person that I, he is like a past partner from 16 years ago that, but he has his name is Sam. And we go out and I enjoy him, but it seems like he's got mom and dad that he's taking care of and he's so caught up in that. That it's really not room for me, so I don't really know what his intentions is with me. But the C, okay, I just met a C, Cornelius. I just met him like a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not sure what his intentions are, but this is, you know, I've talked to him like twice on the phone, and I've seen him twice out. Yeah, I've been meeting a few,
he seems like
but
fun.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, he seems like fun. He seems like, you know, the kind of guy that will take you out, make you feel like you're loved.
Yes,
there's
he's
no
very
bad
funny.
Intentions.
Is it Camellia?
Yeah.
There's no bad intentions? Because he seems real funny. Both times that I really got a chance to be in his, you know, allow him in my presence and me be in his presence, he just, you know, I laughed the whole time. I felt safe with him.
Yeah, there's something about him that I really like. I feel like he's going to sweep you off your feet in a way because they're telling you to stay grounded. I think it's going to be a good experience.
I'm not sure who's here with me, but it feels like an aunt, maybe. But she's actually
maybe
really
grandmother?
Funny. Really, is she really
is
funny and spunky?
She always comes around. She's very spiritual. I love her so much. And she always makes a present, no matter where. Almost like kicking the door in present.
But is she a type that will just tell you as to how it is? Tell you as it is, like no fuss, no running around.
Grandma, I love you, Grandma. Hi.
According to her, pick a pie and eat it. Stop going round. But she said, give him a chance. There's a lot of times that you back off way too fast.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what she said. She shows me like going around the dessert table, pick a pie and eat it. But she's funny.
I'm trying,
like
Grandma,
I said,
I'm
nope.
Trying. I'm trying.
But like
to
she
pie,
said,
Grandma.
No, I know. But give them a chance. You're very quick to stop it or run away.
Yes.
So
who
give it time.
Mean
it's
give
okay.
A to? Who? Is it the ex Sam or does she mean Cornelius?
I think it might be the new guy. And I feel like also, too, you might push him away because you feel like it's too much fun or too much of a good thing. But I feel like it can be a good thing. And he's very connected to the same music that you're connected to. I see lots of music notes. And I think that's going to be a good sign.
Is he younger than you?
Yes. He's actually about 7 or 8 years older than me. Now, Sam is younger than me, but Camellia is about 2 years younger. Sam is, yeah, 2 years younger. Camille is about seven years older.
Your grandmother, Yeah, your grandmother told me, she smiled, and she goes, and he's younger, and her eyebrows went up and down.
Huh. Well, Camille is older, and I met him at karaoke, so, yeah, we kind of like the music.
Yeah, I think
he
has like a young.
He does.
Yeah.
She calls him Spry.
Spry. Because he's funky. He has a very lively personality like her.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, I like him.
Your grandmother's fun. She goes, you know, I'm watching over you. Trust it.
Yes. She's always watching over me. And she's always giving me tips. My grandmother actually passed when I was very young. But she used to plait my hair, and she was just very dear to me. So I love her dearly. She has been watching over me for a very, very long time. And she lets me know that she's here with me. I just love her. I love her with all of my heart. I love you, Grandma, so much. Thank you so much. Yes.
I know. Well, thank you so much.
Real quick, because I know you guys got to go, please, can I ask you?
Okay.
I just got this job. I just finished orientation on Friday. It's an agency because I do self-contracting medical field. And can you tell me if this is a good fit for me? I really haven't gotten the days as far as the work goes that I would like to, but do you see me getting those work days in with this company?
I mean, I think yes for now, but I feel like it's just a bridge to the next place.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thank you. So much. You are both beautiful earth angels and many blessings. I love you both. Thank you so much for the
Thank you. We love you too.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Yes, have
many
a good
blessings.
Night.
You as well.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Let's see who's up next.
Okay. Sure.
Hey.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Pat from Connecticut, first time caller.
Hi, you're
Hi.
Welcome.
Are you sure? Pat. Hey,
yeah.
Pat. Oh, another Pat. How are you?
Well, I'm kind of stressed, so I'm glad I got in. I have a question. I've had car problems, and I've been in the garage like 4 times in 2.5 weeks. And these are new people, and they're great. Because they're new, I don't know if they're really good mechanics or not. But Sam, who has been helping me, he's just been phenomenal, picking me up when my car breaks down and so on and so on. But he's been working on a car for his mother and fixing it up for her, and he's kind of frustrated with her now, and he's not going to sell it to her. She can't make up her mind. It's a 2006 Honda, I think it's Accord, and he's rebuilt the engine. There's a new alternator. Would this be a sound car for me?
I mean, I feel like it is. What was the problem before you fixed it? I feel like there was a big problem with it. But I do get the strength and that it is, going to say just under a good, umbrella of protection. So I do feel good about it. I want to know who is this guy too, though? Is this your friend? Is this?
No, I found him. I've been through many mechanics. This started 3 years ago when my mechanic blew my engine at a cost of $4,000, and I have not had much luck since. Someone bought a car from them and recommended them, so I decided to give them a try. couple of weeks ago when my heating gauge was way up. And they've actually bent over backwards to try and figure out the problem. And I really think it's time to let go of this car, and I've got to get something soon. I'm overwhelmed with the market and being a single woman and trying to do this all
on my
own.
That was my other question. I was going to, is there any love connection between you and Sam? Because I feel like there could be something out there.
What's really weird is I had a dream about him. We're friends now. It's just easy being with him. I honestly don't know, but I do know we've become friends, and I appreciate him. And, you know, he said right away, you're a friend, blah, blah, blah. I think maybe that's just his way too. Anyway, I don't know, but I do like how he, you know, is taking care of me and present. So was it like an accident that car was in, or some other big thing? Was it taken care of?
Yeah, I see that there was something major that happened with it, but I do feel that it is fixed up. So just say literally, like, I'm bad with cars. Like all the stuff in the hood had to be taken out, but then they put it in all new stuff. And it looks like the bone, like I'm hearing the bones are good. So everything else looks good. And just strong. I'm getting, like, I guess it's just made good. Yeah.
I asked him,
but I was getting like a little bit of a love connection between you and this guy. Anyways,
are you looking to buy another used car?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Are you looking to buy another used car?
Yeah, I need a used car. So he just offered me this. I kept telling him I want it, but he said he was fixing it up for his mother. But his mother's being indecisive. She wants his truck. So he just offered it to me today at cost, at what's it costing him. And I would continue to go to him as a mechanic. So just wondering if you see that as sound too, him being my mechanic. And I said,
I think it's a good relationship.
Yeah, okay. I said something about the engine. Is it new? And I thought he rebuilt it. He said, I don't know what he said, but he said, look, if you have trouble, I'll drop in a new engine. This is the way he is. He's driven all over.
Seems like he's a good.
He is a good person.
Yeah.
And I do see you getting that car. What is a carburetor? I have no idea. I keep hearing that.
I don't know.
I'm bad with that.
I'd like to go ahead with this one. You're okay with that?
Well,
yeah.
I assume it's
your
grandfather or father. He's going, yes, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And one other very quick question. Through all of this, of course I lost my charge card. And should I just call the bank and have it canceled and wait 2 weeks for a new one? It's probably in my apartment, but it could take me forever to find it.
Let's see.
So I see it in a bag. Were you shopping at Macy's or
Marshall's?
No, store with an app.
Oh, I was
in
Marshall's.
I see it inside a bag. Where?
I didn't buy anything. I had them take it all back because the guy was being a jerk. So it might be at Marshall's?
Yeah, I would definitely call them first.
Okay.
Otherwise, look in a bag. I feel like I see it inside a bag, like a reusable bag or a brown bag.
Okay.
Do that first before you cancel it. I think you're going to find it.
Okay. Okay.
Take a moment and think and retrack your steps.
Yeah. Are you on every week?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are on every week. Okay. You could also call us or email us for personal readings. And we'll see you from you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about personal readings. So I'd contact you to get prices?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I have my number there. And all right, and there's also an email. Thank you so much
for
calling.
Thank you, Pat. You have a good day.
Thank you both. Nice to meet you. And thank you for your help.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
510.
We did that one. Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, maybe we have to take them, or we did?
No, we did.
Okay.
14-61. All right.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing before? Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi,
how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'd like to move either this October or November or next October, November to North Carolina from Long Island. My son's thinking about staying there, maybe with his girlfriend when he gets out of the military, and getting a police job there. He's taking the test in New York in August. And also, I would like to find a companion life mate, someone to live with down the road, not too far down the road.
Okay, and just what was your first name again? I'm sorry.
Suzanne.
Suzanne, just to clarify, you said you, I know you want to move down to the Carolinas, but you said you want to move with your son?
No, he's down there now. He's thinking about living down there.
Okay.
And my friend's moving down there, and out of the blue, I met her, and we're flying down there the end of June. I just met her like 3 weeks ago. She goes, oh, my gosh, your dad lives down? I said, yeah. He goes, she's going to move in with her boyfriend, I mean. And it's just like, I don't know, it's synchronicities or, I don't know.
Oh, okay. So I get a lot of stuff. I mean, I definitely feel the wanting to go down there now, but I don't think you are right away. So not for this year. The following year, I could definitely see that. So I definitely see your son coming back up here first, so he's not staying down there for good.
That's what I was going to say.
And you're going to go where he goes, and that's what how it goes.
Well, he's in the military right now, and he has a girlfriend, and he was thinking of living there. New York's expensive, but he still has a year and a half to go.
Oh, that makes sense. Because I see him having to come back up to New York, though, for something.
Well, to visit.
Settling up.
Maybe. Yeah.
Closing. Oh, maybe to visit. That makes sense. What does he have to settle up? Does he have property here or anything here that he would have to
settle up? No, he's only 22, but he has me. He's only 22. He has me, he has his dad here, though, and a brother. But then he has brothers and sisters otherwhere.
Well, it could be to get his other stuff, like to settle up and to get his stuff.
Does his girlfriend travel a lot?
No.
Who's the traveler? I see all these, like...
I seem like a flight attendant, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, she doesn't. He has to go a lot of different places. He has been.
Oh.
Not she.
Okay. No, I just
saw... probably him, then.
A lot of, like, stickers from all different places.
What did you say?
No, I was just... They were showing me traveling, like, stickers, postcards, stuff like that.
And I've seen a lot of different insides of planes.
Yeah, he's been in planes.
a lot. And I know, is he going to do the Coast Guard, or is that something he wanted to do?
He's not in the Coast Guard now, no.
Is that anything he wanted to do, or like Port Authority? Like, I feel like he's going to do something like that.
Oh, so you don't see me moving this year, but next year? Oh, gosh. Because my friend's moving down there, so she knows people, and I want to move because of him, but not just because of him. I'm not having much luck in New York meeting a man, so maybe in North Carolina, and her boyfriend knows a lot of people.
Mm. I mean, I definitely see you visiting down there. I just don't see the move happening right away.
What is she? She's going to be comforting him for some reason. Maybe he's scared to move down there? There's something holding him back. I don't know if he's nervous about moving.
Well, he also has a dad that lives down here, in New York, too, besides me.
Oh.
Because that's what they're showing me. He's not going to go right away. He's going to have a lot of apprehension about doing it, and he's going to need you to kind of guide him.
Support him, yeah.
Well, that's why I kind of wanted to go down there now, get established, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Not now, but like October, November, not in the second. My lease is not up till November.
Gotcha.
Something else about I just keep on hearing something else about the timing maybe not being right. It is going to work out for you, but I don't think, right, not this October, November. I do see you going there and visiting like four times, a bunch of times. There's something still about loose ends. There's something that has to be finished over here. Is there another reason that's holding? Is there anything else that's holding you back here?
Well, when I go there, I have to find a job. Nothing's holding me back here. All my family moved to Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. There's no one here. So the only thing that's holding me back is I have to get a place to live and a job there. But I'm going to have to do that at any point.
You're working here currently?
Yeah, I have to work.
Yeah, so that might be the thing. I feel like there's something that it just feels like it's more convenient and better to move next year.
Am I
going to
be single forever then?
Just so you know, the end of this year is very close to next year.
It is.
So it's not going to be that long.
And not single forever. I actually see you meeting somebody maybe in October or November. But I think you're going there, like I said, on a trip, maybe to visit your friend, or you're visiting somebody down there. I don't see you staying in a hotel. It looks like you're in a house.
Well, I'm going to visit my dad end of June. My dad lives down there too.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right.
But I do see you making a connection, if not more than one, when you're down there. This one looks
more.
But
then I have to wait a whole year and a half to go down there.
No one said year and a half.
Not a whole year.
Well,
just,
I can't.
You're
they don't understand. My lease is up in November. I can't. If I don't move this November, I've got to wait
until
the next November, and that's a year and a half.
Well, yes, that part of moving, but you are going to do a bunch of back and forth, like visiting.
All right. Well,
staying connected. I see. And I don't think you're paying for it all. I do feel like there is somebody that comes into your life.
Before we're about to be cut off, I want to let everyone know I took down all the numbers that weren't picked up today. If you call in next time, it'll pick you first, so you don't have to worry about that. You save your place in line. All right. Well, I apologize, but we do have to go. Please feel free to call again next week.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
call back in, and I think you're. Thank you. I think you're going to be fine. I think it's just a matter of a little bit longer time. Definitely visiting.
I know, but a year and a half is a long time.
I know,
but hang in there. You'll be making connections in the meantime.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Just one more thing. Just taking all the notes. All right. Have a great night.
Thank you, guys.